This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hey, it's James here. On this podcast, Jess, Christina and I have a chat about Chappelle Corby. Now that she might be coming out of jail, she needs to catch up on a few things. So we put together a list and I challenged Jess to a bit of a rap. Make sure you listen to that. It is magnificent. Also, I air my dirty laundry with my date from hell. It was absolutely horrendous. Bloody Tinder. Gets you every time. And on top of that, Spencer McLaren, famous for his work on The Secret Life of Us, drops in for a chat. Enjoy.
Chappelle Corby's in the news.
Chappelle.
Again.
It's the name on everyone's lips at the moment, isn't it? Chappelle. Mm. Chappelle. With Chappelle. Great timing as well with her series coming out.
Or exactly.
Is it a movie or series?
No, it's a telly movie, right?
Series, yeah, telly movie. I think we had a few years there where it was all good, all broke, and then just bang, flooded the market again.
So
taken over.
She's about to be released from jail, and she's been in there for nearly 10 years.
That is a long time.
That is a long time. So she's going to have to catch up on a lot of things, right?
Well, quite a lot happens in 10 years. I mean, over the last 10 years, I'd say I've pretty much grown up.
Yeah, I hit puberty, so that was massive. I'll send her a letter about that. I'm sure she's willing to hear about it.
So we're asking you, what are some things that we need to fill Chappelle Corby up on?
So if you could just, you know, give Chappelle a call and say, hey, this is what's been going on for the last 10 years. Mm-hmm.
Not like your personal life, though. Not what's happening with your life.
We've had a few texts in of things that Chappelle has missed mm-hmm. over the last 10 years.
And we've got Wayne who's texted in with a pretty... I was going to say almost sarcastic, as we wouldn't even thought about it. Grindr. Thank you very much, Wayne. Has been a big development, I think.
Yes, definitely.
Is Chappelle interested in Grindr?
I wouldn't think so.
I'm not sure, but anything can happen in jail, I guess.
I don't know. Maybe she's a massive fag hag. No idea.
We had a text in from someone called Will. Ooh, mm-hmm. This is interesting. Kate and Will's wedding. Will texted about Kate and Will's wedding.
Maybe that is Will.
Could it be?
Prince William.
Could it be
just
Prince
texted
William?
Us.
Big event, though.
Yep, that's
to miss
true.
That one.
What about Princess Di? Or is that too long ago?
No, that's way too okay. long ago. That was 90s.
Oh, right. That was 97. Yeah. You're right. Time flies.
You know what Chappelle's missed, which I think is significant? The Stoke House burning down.
Oh.
Look, that was a big incident.
Is she a big fan of steak or something?
I thought she was a Queenslander. I think you're going to tell her the Stoke House burnt down? Oh. She's just like, well, okay.
I don't awesome. Think she'll care about that. Who texted that in?
Maybe that was my one.
Yep, okay. Well, if we're going to tell her about Grindr, I think we probably also need to tell her about smartphones.
Oh, she wouldn't know what to do with Grindr if you don't have a smartphone.
Exactly. And Wi-Fi. That didn't exist 10 years ago.
Did it?
No. Think about where you were 10 years ago. There was no Wi-Fi. Yeah,
there was a dial tone when you tried to go on the internet.
I don't even think blogs were around 10 years ago.
No, blogs.
No.
Facebook.
Social media just in general.
Yeah.
Oh, Chappelle has no clue what's going on.
She will be like a deer in headlights when she gets released to the real world.
She's going to be on a Nokia 5110, like texting her friends. Like,
if anybody's
hey
seen Encino Man, like with Brendan Fraser, classic 80s film,
yep.
She's going to be walk out like a caveman into this new modern technical world. She's going to have no idea.
At least she will be in Bali first. So it's baby steps, you know?
Johnny's texted in and said, oh my God, Chappelle needs to catch up on Game of Thrones before the next season
oh,
starts.
Good point,
although...
Winter is coming.
She's got a lot to catch up on.
She's got a lot to catch up on. On that, I mean, Twilight, she's missed the whole Team Edward, Team Jacob, Bella, you know, that whole thing, that whole shabam.
She really has missed all that.
She's probably also missed a lot of text talk. YOLO? She's got no clue what YOLO means.
Hashtag YOLO.
Hashtags, full stop.
There we go.
Like she's not going to know what they are.
If someone said, hey, Chappelle, great to be out, lol. She'd be like, what is that?
Lots of love. That's what she'll think. She'll think it's lots of love.
Well, she will need lots of love because it actually has been a pretty hard time for her over there, I think.
Yeah, yeah. So I think there are a lot of things that she should catch on. But the thing is, when you when you want to put all this information together, it needs to be in a simple form, you know?
What are you saying, James? What are you saying?
I'm thinking that we should put it together in some kind of song or rap.
A coherent culmination,
yes.
Would you say?
Jess.
Why are you looking at me, James?
I think you're the most creative one here. I think you should put together some kind of rap. Do you think you would be able to do that?
Kind of put me on the spot there, so I can't really say no.
Well, I think if we put together all those things that people were texting in into some kind of a rap, she should be right. It's like a rap wrap-up. It's a 10-year wrap-up.
I'm doing it.
So we've got Alistair Kingston, our newsman, in here. Anything else do you think we should fill her in on?
There's a lot, really, if you think about it. We've had a lot of texts about Facebook, actually. A lot of people have said that. So it's pretty interesting how much that's affecting everybody.
Her Facebook movie, you know, that everyone's doing at the moment, will probably be pretty bare, I'd say. Won't be a lot showing.
How are you feeling, Jess?
I'm feeling a little 8 Mile at the moment, you know. It's I haven't got a hoodie, though. That's a problem.
You weren't prepared.
This has been sprung on me. If I had known, it would have been all over it.
We did just spring this on you. So we're expecting big things. James and I aren't very good with this stuff. No. But
Will I at least get like a bass beat or something like that? Or somebody give me a... Okay. No? All right, so I'm all on my own.
Do you need one?
Oh, it may help the ambience of it.
Okay. How do we do that? How do you want it?
Oh, look. Just forget it.
Okay, great. That's a good way of getting out of it.
We're not very musical, James, or I.
No, all right.
Righty, here we go.
Ready? Go.
This one goes out to Chappelle.
All right, yeah.
Art Chappelle, you better listen up. You've been in jail, so it's time to catch up. These are some of the things that may have slipped past. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this rap. Social media is all the rage, so check it out. You probably have a page. Kate and Will tied their knot, so did Warnie and Liz Hurley, but then they broke up. Smuggling weed is still a no-no, but there's peeps out there embodying YOLO. Team Twilight, you better pick a side, or hop on Grindr and find yourself a ride. Well, that's about it, except for politics. Google Obama, and that should do it. Thanks, Chappelle. It has been a pleasure. Now ditch the cuffs and become a lady of leisure.
Oh, yes! Incredible. Very impressive.
That is so much better than I thought it was going to be.
I just blacked out what happened.
We are talking dates from hell.
Hell.
Yeah, because I recently had a date from hell. It was awful. And so I want to ask anyone out there if they've also had a date from hell that could possibly be worse than mine. 0427 Joy949 or on air at joy.org.au. And I'll tell you why. Now, Christina, do you remember a few weeks back we were doing this show?
Yes.
And I got really upset about Tinder.
Yes, I remember it very clearly.
For those of you who don't remember, here you go. I'm new to Tinder, okay?
You're
I'm just gonna come straight out with it. I'm new to Tinder. This is where my bone lies.
Okay.
Because you both have to like each other for you to be able to message each other, right? Mm-hmm. What I'm really pissed off with is that if there is a mutual like and there is no message.
Oh, that's not how this is supposed to work! Well, you're ruining this for everyone!
Okay. So, I was complaining that no one was messaging me after we both liked each other. Well, someone did message me after that.
Hallelujah.
And so came the date from hell.
So, I've been waiting to hear what happened on this date.
I've been saving it for this.
Yeah. It's time.
So, okay. So, he texted me in the morning and he's like, oh, what are you doing this afternoon? Want to go grab a drink? I was like, oh, got nothing else to do. Sure. Why not? Mm-hmm. Anyway, things were going okay. There was just a couple of things that really annoyed me about him, right? Mm-hmm. Now, maybe this is me being a prissy bitch. I don't know. But one of them was so he'd lived overseas for a couple of years. Great. Whatever. And he's from New Zealand. He went to London for a while and now he was in Melbourne. And he's like, I don't really like it here. I'm like, oh, really? Who doesn't love Melbourne? And he's like, yeah, I just feel like I can't live in a city that's less than 8 million people. Okay. Strike one.
Okay.
Fair
snooty.
Enough. What a snooty.
Snooty.
Considering he came from a town of 7,000, big ask.
What does he need to hide in a town of 8 million? That's what I want to know.
Good point. Second bit.
Mm-hmm.
I've done Europe, you know?
You've just returned.
No,
yeah.
That's what he said. I've done Europe. Okay. As if that isn't bad enough, because no one's ever done anywhere when you're traveling, right? Because you can always go back and find new things. We've all traveled.
No, you've never done
anywhere. It gets worse. Oh, yeah. I went to the Greek islands and I went to Tomatina, you know, that tomato throwing festival. Been there twice, mister. And Berlin, I went there. And oh, I went to Paris a couple of times. So, yeah, pretty much done it. Oh, I did want to go to Austria, but didn't have time. But no, I've pretty much done Europe now.
Okay, so those three places, three and a half places, and he's done Europe.
Yep.
Okay.
Done Europe.
Well, you know, that's all there is in Europe.
So, yeah, obviously.
Obviously.
So then that happened. I was like, all right, surely this couldn't get any worse. His housemate wanted to get into the house and he had his keys and blah, 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 whatever. So I was like, you know what? Just go. Go and let your housemate into the house. We'd nearly finished our drinks anyway. Whatever. We'll just text later. Pfft, not. Anyway, next night, I run into him at a club and I go past and I said, oh, hey, how are you going? And you know what he said to me? I don't know who you are. Why are you talking to me?
Whoa.
What? I said, wait, no. you must be mistaken. No, we met yesterday. We met on Tinder. We had a date. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then his little gaggle of gays that were around him go...
did you slap some bitches all up in here?
I was... so angry. I'm like, what? What? Okay, thing is, I was so angry. I was like, okay, whatever, and walked off. But the thing is, I don't know about you two or even anyone else, but if someone comes up to you and says hello, you don't say, I don't know who you are. Why are you talking to me? You just keep walking.
Be courteous.
Say hi. Exactly.
Did you get the feeling that he really did it, like had forgotten in 24 hours who you were?
Surely.
Or he was just like not going to acknowledge you?
Well, maybe 8 million people is enough for him because he clearly couldn't remember you.
Exactly. I couldn't believe it.
And so we've had a couple of texts in.
Yep.
We asked people to tell us their worst date
after
James's terrible experience.
Yep.
I'm going to start off with this one to make you feel a little bit better.
Oh, great.
He said, doesn't say who they are. Oh, James, your date was a dick. Mm-hmm. Consider yourself lucky that was a one-off. You dodged a bullet for sure.
Okay, great.
Smiley face.
Thank you.
We had Johnny texting who said, I would have slapped those bitches. Oh, my God. So that's in reference to your date's friends who made
taking
you feel
my advice.
Horrid. And Johnny said his nightmare date. I met a guy from Gaydar in a bar. We decided to have a chat and a few drinks. It was going okay, except every time we went to the bar, we got a different drink. We ended up getting very drunk because we were mixing alcohol. Mm. He was so messy and actually became aggressive.
Oh.
And he got a red wine, drank half of it, threw the rest up, ran to the toilet. And he said he wanted to be a nice guy and walk him in a taxi, but then he tried to kiss him after puking.
Well, serves you right for being irresponsible.
With your drinking.
Exactly.
I would say so.
Absolutely.
Enjoy responsibly.
So, yeah, there we go. I do feel better about that.
You
Sounds
should.
Sounds like mine wasn't too bad after that, so that's good.
We had another person texting that said, James, we've all had dates from hell, but I'm sure you've been someone else's date from hell.
I believe that.
Swings and roundabouts, buddy, lol.
Oh, my goodness.
I'll wear that, though. I'm pretty sure I've been the date from hell before, though. So we've
really?
All been there. Well, I wouldn't say really date from hell. I just didn't present myself in the best way. I came straight from a night out. It was for a morning coffee and I don't think I'd slept, hadn't showered. So obviously smelt fantastic. Didn't have any deodorant. So it was all going well from the start.
Yeah.
Well, you were saying dates from hell. Mm-hmm, here we go. Mm-hmm. And I think I was a little bit more interested in the coffee to begin with. So the conversation took a little while to get going. I felt bad, so I ended up buying them a flower later on in the date.
A flower?
Well, just to try and make up for it. I thought it was nice and sweet. But the complete lack of pash thought otherwise.
All right. And joining us in the studio is Spencer McLaren. How are you?
I'm good. I've fought the traffic to get here.
You have.
Been listening to the traffic reports. I wasn't on the Calder freeway.
okay, he's been giving me for that all morning.
Into your cashew nuts as well, because that was the other thing that James was messing up the other day.
Yeah, okay. I've been pronouncing things wrong. But my argument is I've been in Germany all last
you've
year.
You've done Europe?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right.
Just checking in.
10 points. You've been
Thank
listening.
You. I have.
And he was a dick though, wasn't he?
Yes. I'm wondering if he's a twin though, and you've got it all wrong.
Yeah. Oh,
and
right.
You actually went up to the wrong twin. He's like, who are you talking to?
Good point. We didn't
coming
think
from
about
the
that.
Actor, the unforeseen twist.
Yeah, there we go.
You know, dun, dun, dun. A short film in the making.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate for them. They weren't that good looking. So now you're here because you're part of the Standing on Ceremony plays, which are part of Midsummer's over, but this plays are still going.
Yes, we carry the flag forward beyond the actual end of Midsummer.
Wonderful.
Yes.
And how's it been going? Tell us a little bit about it.
It's been absolutely great. So we've been running for 2 weeks so far. We've got, this is our last week. Mm-hmm. And it's just been wonderful. So it's a series of 9 short plays by different playwrights. And it's Pia Miranda, who people know from Looking for Ella Brandy, and mm-hmm. she's on Time of Our Lives at the moment on ABC.
Is that the new show?
Yeah, yeah, okay. With Justin Clarke and Shane Jacobson. But cool. We're not here to promote that. Don't watch the ABC. Come to the theatre. And Michael Veitch from Fast Forward Days, etc. So it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It certainly has a bit of a political message, obviously, but not a really hard-hitting one. It's very much aimed at seeing our stories on stage and talking about this topic quite a lot, as well as poking fun at some of the more outrageous kind of right-wing sort of arguments that come forward.
Now, I love there's a couple of big names in this, as you said, like Pia Miranda, yourself, of course, mostly famous, I think, for Secret Life of Us.
Yes.
Big fan over here. Christina?
Massive fan.
Definitely a fan. I jumped in on the last.
You'd be six
of
though, wouldn't you, when it came out? Like,
that's what I had to play catch up. But I am a big fan.
You see, I've got the complete box set because I didn't watch a lot of it when I was.
You bought it.
I bought it. But the thing is, it went missing before I went away because someone's like, oh no, I need to watch this, and then they borrowed it from me, and now I'm having trouble finding it.
Ah.
So I'm in the middle of tracking it down.
Right.
This is a true story. If you don't believe him, look at his Facebook. He's putting out calls, who has my box set?
James will set Spencer on you if you do.
Right, so. yeah. This one I'm supposed to pull out a giveaway one and go, here, I brought one with me. Like,
here we go, James.
That was such a huge show, though. Are you a little bit over talking about it?
No, not at all, because it's something that, I mean, it started 14 years ago now, which just shocks me because it doesn't feel like that long ago. And it's something, you know, I was very proud to be involved in, mm-hmm. Not only because of the gay content and the stuff we did with those storylines, but just as a piece of Australian television. You know, we weren't doing anything like that at the time. And 14 years on, we're only just starting to do some more stuff like that again, you know, with the likes of Time of Our Lives or The Offsprings and those kind of things. And it was really kind of groundbreaking in many ways. And then obviously, you know, all the gay content was great to get on mainstream television.
Absolutely. So.
Do you live in St Kilda, or can you not go to St Kilda anymore because you're just over it?
I did live in St Kilda when we were making that, and we shot the whole first season before it went to air. And so it was almost like the show. I was living with, I was on my own, but I had around the corner Abby Tucker and Joel Edgerton shared an apartment together.
Right.
And then it was Sam and Deb had something somewhere, and it was all just a bit weird. And then they swapped, and it was these weird combinations. And Damien de Montemus, who played Jason in it as well, he was in there. And we're all just hanging out down
at
the Vineyard.
No,
we didn't hang at the. We hung at the Vineyard then, in those days. And and as soon as the show came out, that was just over.
Yeah.
It was like, you could be with one other person. Everyone goes, oh, okay, if there's 3 or 4 of you.
Oh.
Like, oh, my God, it's the show. We're living it. Come on. And you're like.
That would have been so frustrating.
Yeah, but I don't spend as much time in St Kilda now.
Yeah.
It's kind of
over.
I've done St Kilda.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.